Paris. Now, who wouldn't want to go to Paris in the month of August in 2027? Well, most people who love Paris wouldn't go to Paris in August. A whole lot of things in Paris are on congé annuel. No, whatever it's called. Anyway, annual holiday. The Parisians abandon Paris and go off to somewhere else and leave the tourists to have the city. Oh yes, but, and this is something I want to celebrate. Yesterday evening at about 9 o'clock, that's Saturday evening, at about 9 o'clock, I came across a message on Facebook that announced that the Toastmasters International Convention, which is the annual international conference, will be held in Paris in August 2027. And I went delirious. I was so, so pleased. I have been hoping for this because I'm going to be there. I'm going to go to Paris with some other people. I really hope this comes off. We're going to hire a big, big apartment. Have several people staying there. And have a great time. And, you know, I think I'm going to go to Paris for a week. I don't see the point in going to Paris for just 3 days, going to a conference or a convention and being indoors in a conference center for 3 days and not get to go out in the city, not get to walk the West Bank, not this. Anyway, I can't even, I'm so excited about the prospect of all these people from all around the world, many of whom I will know. And thank goodness, many of them I won't know, congregating in Paris. Now, Toastmasters International has usually, not always, but usually, held its annual convention in the United States. And this year, 2026, thank goodness, it's being held in Vancouver, in Canada. Unfortunately, I'm not able to go to it. I did go to Anaheim 2 years ago, near Disneyland, down there in Orange County, California. I did go there and had a marvelous time. I didn't go to Philadelphia for a variety of reasons. I haven't got time to explore here. But the key thing is, it's going to be in Paris. And I'm over the moon. And I can understand people in America not being totally over the moon about the prospect of the international convention being held in Europe. But I can tell you, everywhere that is linked up with Paris by train or by road, everybody who's in that sort of a privileged position, if they're interested, they're delighted. So that's what happened to me last night. And I thought, look, I got to crack open a bottle of champagne. This is just too much. So I went out to the kitchen. Well, there wasn't a bottle of champagne, but there was a bottle of white wine. So I opened it, poured it into a champagne glass, and then did a small little video saying how thrilled I was. And I'm still thrilled. And it's Sunday evening now, and I've had a very, very hard day's work I'll tell you about on another episode. But I just wanted to share the joy because, you know, days come, days go, they follow each other. And, you know, often nothing particularly outstanding happens on a day to me. But this news last night has pleased me immensely. Oh, well, back to the studio.